Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are tuned into Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. Like I said, you're on 1-2radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And before I start my show, let me talk about my topic tonight. I'm just going to talk about angels. Angels are a good topic. I find it's a positive thing. Positive in the fact that they're here to be helpful for the world, for us, for individuals. But before I start that, I'd like to mention that there's a chat room available, and that's real simple to get to. Just go to 1-2radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. It's via Facebook, by the way. And so since it's via Facebook, how would you say it? You have to be a member of Facebook to be in the chat room, but that's an easy thing to do. So if you want to be part of the chat room, I recommend you join it. If not, please just listen. Second half, I will be taking some phone calls so we can talk psychic. We can talk about angels. And I also like to mention that I'm available on 1-2listen.com. I'm a psychic and a medium. So if you want to have a discussion that's more personal and people aren't listening, please give me a call there. But also I'd like to mention, that there's a lot of great readers on 1-2listen. So just to mention that also, that fact. And might as well start the subject. Got you. Okay. I was just reading something in the chat room and it has no, right now, the relationship to what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to start, talking about the subjects. Angels. Angels. What are they? Well, angels, they act as an intermediary between the material world and the world of divine presence. They've been around for literally billions of years since the beginning of the universe. Is the universe 15 billion? Is it 20 billion? Is it 50 billion? Whatever. It doesn't really matter. After the first billion, I guess, you know, hey, we've made it this far. And the first mention of angels, you could say in written history, whether it's in stone tablets, and of course written history, if it's around today, was put in stone tablets because if it was on paper, it would have been basically gone by now, 5,000 years. But 5,000 years ago, the Sumerians, they started talking about angels. And they lived in the area what is presently Iraq. Modern day Iraq, that is. So before Iraq existed, which was done right after the First World War, it was a number of places. It was a number of countries, that whole region. It's constantly changing, like the world, as you could say, every 1,000 years, every 100 years, every 50 years, whatever. So, where did the Sumerians get the idea of angels? Well, my thought on that, what I believe is that for tens of thousands of years, we as humans on this planet were in communication with angels. It's kind of like, you could say, how did the, let me give an example of this. Religion is built upon previous religions of previous times. So every time a new religion pops up with a new philosophy or a different type of saying what was said maybe 1,000 years previous to that, basically the angel presence is built upon previous people previously talking about it. So the first, you could say, writings about it was approximately 5,000 years ago. That's what we have discovered so far. Maybe in the next 10 years, we'll discover more writings that date back 10,000 years or 12,000 years or 30,000 years. But since the Sumerians, they were the first to really put it in writing on stone tablets, they always referred, you could say, the angels were considered of human form. But one thing about angels, from my dealings with angels, because I do communicate with them, they just kind of pop in. There's no form or shape to them, but they have the ability to take any form or shape they want. And since they have this ability to take any form they want, they can appear as a male, as a female, as a large animal, whatever they want to take. And that goes for if they're, let's say they're on this planet doing their good for the world. Let's say they're somewhere else in the universe doing their good for that particular world. And the angels were created to bring balance to the universe in the physical sense. Because we are of the material world, so you could say divine presence, God, source, created a group to take care of this, to maintain certain balance, to give the universe a kick, a help, to help individuals like me, to help individuals like you out there. So I would recommend, if you're ever like having problems, ask your angels and just say, angels, please heal me. If you just ask a simple question like, angels, please heal me, guess what? They will heal you. And it won't take all day. It can take as little as 30 seconds. Once you ask for a healing in the angelic realm, they heal you. Unless they don't want to heal you. And what I mean is, they always have reasons. The angelic realm, they always have reasons for what they do. And since there's reasoning behind every action that they do, and maybe it's like you can't be healed right now. You have to feel your feelings so you can be healed later. So just know that. And they tend to be very truthful, very honest. Doesn't matter what you're asking them or what they're talking to you about, but extremely honest, extremely truthful. And sometimes it's stuff that you may not like to hear. So just know that. They're not going to edit their, if you ask them a direct question and they send it back to you, they're not going to edit what they think to make you feel better. They're going to give you the truth. And just know that when you ask for their presence and you ask the question, or you ask for a healing, the healing, most of the time, they're going to do it. They're going to follow through with you all the time. So continuing on with this is, so here we are, back 5,000 years ago in ancient Sumerian, which is now modern Iraq. They believe that the angels were messengers of the gods. Well, who were the gods? Well, back then, a lot of tribal areas had a god for the sun, the moon, so forth and so on. So you could multifaceted in what they're doing. So, but I believe there's only one source, one place, one divine presence, and they are the messengers of the god. And it's also about celestial entities. You could say running errands between the gods and the humans. That's what how they looked at angels back then, 5,000-10,000 years ago. They were looking at them as they were running errands. They were communicating with us as individuals, as human beings. And there's a question on the chat room, Maricris. Jim, I would like a message from my angels, if possible, please. Yes. One thing today, Maricris, they're saying that you stop procrastinating. Stop procrastinating. Get off your butt. Move. That's what I get. I hope that, well, you probably know what that means. So just take that for what it is. Like I said, they're honest. They'll say what they need to say to you. Also, it's about these Sumerians, the ancient Sumerians, believed in the concept of guardian angels. And the concept of guardian angels is they are assigned to you as an individual at birth and remains with you throughout your life, basically. That's the concept of a guardian angel. Whether you believe that or not, it doesn't matter. But I'm just kind of telling you concepts about angels throughout history, from the written history that we have. And the concepts of angels were incorporated in other societies at the time. So it was just not the Sumerians coming up with angels. Other societies of that time also believed in angels. So You could say they had a strong presence 5,000 years ago, and then they spread, you could say the word was spread from that part of the world to where we're at right now, 5,000 years later. And so talking about where did the Sumerians get it? Well, that's a good question. Probably from another existing, civilization that went out of, somehow they got destroyed or they got, however they vanished. A lot of things can vanish throughout history. The earth can swallow things up and it's like nothing ever happened. And what I mean by swallow things up, volcanoes, activities, earthquakes, things like that. We do live in a very dynamic world, constantly changing. And speaking of a dynamic world, constantly changing, the angels are here to bring you some, you could say, to bring you something of somewhat of a security. I really believe that. They can bring security to an individual. They can help an individual. And it's good, you know, since they have no form and they can take any form they want in this material universe, maybe have an idea of what you want to see, you know, a form of an angel. And if they appear to you, then it doesn't happen too often, but it can happen. Consider yourself a blessed individual. So have an image in your mind of what you think an angel looks like, and it'll appear that way to you 99% of the time. Just know that. And it's also, angels are identified with cosmic law because they bring balance. They take care of things. They take care of creation of, you could say, stars, creation of black holes, creation of dark energy, dark matter. Well, that was all at the beginning, but you could say they manage things. They help create things. They continue to create things. And what I mean by creating things is they're just here to make sure that all is going well and all is going the way it's supposed to. And as you could say, the ancient Persians, they were the first to create hierarchies of angels. And then it went on, societies and religions started adding more angels to the list. So it started off with a few and it just continued on and on as of today of all, literally, the millions of angels that do exist. I believe that there's millions of them out there, by the way. And even the Hindus, from Hinduism to Judaism, they all, this belief system, they brought in the angels into their belief system, into their religious ideas, knowing that people could depend on them, knowing that they were able to help you. And so they're adding angels to the list, adding names, one name after another. And since they're, you know, we're talking about, they're identified with cosmic law. And since they've been here since the beginning of the universe to present day, which they don't age, they live as long as the universe exists, this material universe exists. And they're created for balance, created balance for you internally. If you're having problems, like I said, if you feel like you need to be healed, ask the angels to come down and heal you, whether you're troubled about politics or a personal thing or it doesn't matter what it is. Just ask for a healing and you will be surprised. Like I said, healings can occur quickly, literally seconds after you ask for it. And the Bible in Genesis mentions the three angels appearing to Abraham, announcing the birth of Isaac, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, angels appearing. So throughout, you could say, historical history, and in the old texts, like the Bible, the Jewish texts, so forth and so on, the Hindu texts, the Tibetan texts, all these things, they all talk about angels. And speaking of the Bible, the angels appear from the beginning to the end of the Bible. And angels today, a lot of people have a high respect for them. They're exalted. They're respectful. You treat them in a respectful manner. You think of them in a respectful manner. And And like I said, since they could take any form they want, if you want an angel to appear, if let's say you're a woman and you want them to appear as a female, they will appear to you as a female if they choose to appear to you. And like I said, if that's the case, then that's a rare occurrence, but it does happen. Just know it. And going on with Kabbalah, which predates Judaism, and now the Kabbalah is part of Judaism today. They're talking about 10 different hierarchies of angels, 1 through 10. So as time went on, as we as humans created our societies, our beliefs, our religions, our way of being, angels were a part of that. And angels are still a part of this, which is kind of cool. I kind of like that idea. I really like that idea. And it's also about feeling good about who you are. And what I mean is, when you're not feeling good about yourself, ask for angelic guidance to come in and to direct you, to put you in the right direction, place you in, if you have to look north, to get to where you have to go. You're never lost because you can always, I really believe you're never lost because you can always have contacts with angels. And once you ask for their presence, they are there. And since angels were never born, and they really have no human characteristics, but they can appear as a human. Like I said, they could take any form, shape, whatever. You could say they're pure energy. And they were there created. They were created to serve God. And you could say as they serve the divine, they serve you. They serve your divine, your internal, you could say that divine presence with inside of you. And also in a personal manner, they serve you in a very personal one-to-one manner. It's a very intimate thing. When angels appear, or if you don't see them, when you sense that they're around and you ask for their guidance, it's a very intimate personal thing that they're doing with you. So just know that. And since they're bringing balance to our universe, bringing balance to our planet, even though you go, well, there's no balance today. Everyone's killing everybody. Well, that's been going on since the beginning of time on this planet. Maybe that's the balance of this planet. Maybe it isn't, but it is what it is. But the angels are here to bring balance to our world, to your world. And your world is the internal world of who you are, what you believe, what you create, what comes out of you, what ideas come out of you, what great ideas come out of you, or even at times what crappy ideas might come out of you. It's a yin and yang of life there. So since you might say, well, they're here to bring balance. Why isn't the world balanced? Well, maybe this is the balance of the world. We do have, you could say, every human being on this planet has a dark side to them and has a light side to them. Ask them to come in. If you're going to the darker side of life, if you're going to the negative side of life, ask for their assistance to come in and help you through this time period. Maybe you feel dark. Maybe you feel depressed. Maybe you feel, it doesn't matter how you feel, but you're not happy about it. Ask for a healing. Ask for their confidence. Ask for them to help you. And since the angelic realm and angels themselves were created 15, 20 billion years ago when the universe was created, it's important to know that as long as this universe is here, they are here. So they are here for you. I mean, really here for you. And I'm just going to go into some names. This is interesting. Names ending, angelic names ending with E-L. E-L meaning the Son of God. Or O-N at the end. That means great. Okay. Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, Mitron, so forth and so on. Those are more common names. And there's an interesting question here from Ivy. Is there angels, angels to help me open my third eye? Yes, but they can help you in that process, but you still have to develop it. In other words, they can get you jump started, kind of like if your car dies on the road and your battery is dead, you could say get you jump started in that way, but you still, Ivy, you still have to, they can open that, but you still have to work with it. In other words, develop your third eye, your intuition, your psychic realm with inside of you. They can help you open the door, but you still have to develop it. In other words, what I've noticed about angels through the years, communicating with them, is the fact is that they'll help you, but they won't hold your hand. They want you to do it yourself. And you could say, what's the reason for that? So you really get what you're trying to do for yourself. In other words, it sticks. It becomes a permanent part of you. If it's given to you, it may never be permanent. It may be, it was just given to me. So here I am, just, psychic and intuitive and everything else. Well, they don't give it away that quickly, but they help you in the process of being more intuitive and open that part of, you could say, the brain. The organ. And also, it's about, here we are talking about endings of names and the meaning of great. O-N means great. E-L means son of God. Okay, so since these angels are given these names with these, you could say, the endings, it's a divine presence. Every society's always had the hierarchy and created a hierarchy, and the divine presence, they also gave them the name with divine presence too. You could say honorable titles, honorable degrees, however you want to put it. And another thing is, because we feel the need to identify with angels, and I believe a lot of people in this world of ours really can identify with angels, and have the need to identify with angels, we've given them human form. Basically, if you look at old classic paintings of angels, well, we have to give them form so we can relate to them. And of course, like I said, they can appear as anything because they're formless, but they're pure energy, so they can take any shape, size they want, male, female, it doesn't matter. Because of that, angels are pure of spirit for the most part. You could say, what are fallen angels? Well, I guess they went against cosmic law, cosmic energy, and they were, you could say, no longer part of the angelic realm. They created their own realm. Maybe that's how you could say the yin and the yang, negative, positive, light, dark, good, evil, you know, that balance. And like I said, if you are troubled, ask for a healing. If you are troubled, ask them a question. Let them heal you. You'll be amazed how quickly you can get out of this funk if you are in funk. But anyway, I have a break coming up here. And when I get back, I will be taking phone calls. When I get back, I'm going to continue to discuss angels and their presence tonight. How you can contact them, how you can get in contact with them. But until then, remember, there's only peace and love. Be back in 5 minutes.
This is Christina LaFrance, and together we're listening to 12radio.com.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hi, this is Mark Husson, and I love Happy. Happy weather, happy music, a mood, movie, even a happy curmudgeon. Happy puts a smile on our face and makes it feel like the sun always sets on the horizon in a blaze of glorious colors, even when it's raining. But the truth is, at some point or another, life is going to turn our big happy into a big unhappy. Yeah, I know, we can talk to ourselves with pretty metaphors about lemons and high fructose corn syrup, but the truth is, when happy leaves, we can feel pretty alone. I want you to know we're here, in all our 1-2 family forms. When life makes it tough for you to smile, come find us at 1-2listen.com for someone to talk to, 1-2 Radio for someone to listen to, and 1-2 Academy for someone to learn from. Happy will be back. Until then, we'll be here for you. That's what we do. 1-2listen.com and the 1-2 family.
This is Jim Komar, your host, Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on 1-2 Radio, 1-2radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen, where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Our time-based session is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a 1-2-listen advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of 1-2listen.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on 1-2listen.com.
This is psychic medium Christina LaFrance, advisor on 1-2listen.com. Together, let's take the time to explore our inner world, discovering the gifts of even our most rejected qualities, and why embracing all of who we are is the key to our freedom, our peace, and aligning to our own destinies. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and noon Eastern Time for the Christina LaFrance Show, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hello, you're listening to 12 Radio, 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and my subject tonight on the second half is angels, and which is a good topic, in my opinion. And getting back to the subject of angels, like I said, if you're troubled, or if you have a problem, ask for their assistance. Ask the question. Don't be afraid to ask, because they're there to help us. They're there to help you on an individual basis, on an individual level. And you might ask, well, how can they do that? There's millions of people, if not billions of people, asking for their help. Well, they have abilities far beyond what you would, and that are not, since they're not human, they have basically abilities that if you had them, you could appear in a million different places at one time, if not more. And speaking of, so let's get back to the subject here. Since they've been here since the beginning of the universe, and they're here to balance the universe, and we are part of the universe, they balance us. And then when we're balanced, the universe is more balanced. So they work on, you could say, on a physical level, using modern physics and so forth and so on. But they also work on an intellectual, on an emotional level with us too. And so you could say, well, is the universe intellectual design? Of course it is. It's divine creation. Divine creation is intellectual design. And there's always a purpose. There's always a reason for them to appear to you. Whether they may, you know, if they appear to you, like I said, you're one of the lucky ones. But if you feel their presence, if you ask for them, feel their presence, they might push on your back and say, I'm here. Like, you might feel pressure there. And it's also about you, taking it on. I mean, accepting what they have to offer. And you accepting what they have to offer will make your world even better, more balanced. And so you could say, since divine intelligence, our God source, that creative energy that created all of us, that created this beautiful universe of ours. So since God is omnipresent, which means God is everywhere all at the same time, there's never a place where it doesn't exist. The universe is controlled by cosmic laws. And these laws, you could say, the law enforcers of the cosmic realm are the angels. And since they are responsible for, you say, maintenance and the working of the daily working of the universe, you know, and what I'm talking about, the cosmic law would be electromagnetism, inertia, cause and effect, momentum, gravity. That's what I mean by, you could say, the basic running of the universe. Things that gravity, without gravity, we'd be floating up, you know, we would not be on this earth. We'd be floating around in the air. So that's a good thing. And so, since they take care of all these physical matters, it's also, they take care of, like I said, the inside of you as well as the outside of you. That's what you do. If you're troubled, ask them to heal you. If you have a question, ask them a question. If you have 100 questions, one at a time, ask them 100 questions. It'll get to you. And according to some teachers, angels have their purpose. You know, like specific things that they do. But what I have noticed with angels, that they're capable of doing anything. They're not just the guardian of this or that. They're capable of doing everything and all things simultaneously. And angels, when it come down to it, they're patterns of cosmic energy. Since they deal with cosmic reality, the cosmic realm. And you are a part of I am a part of the cosmic reality. I am a part of the cosmic realm like you are. And they are part of your collective. You could say unconscious and ancestral memories. And what I mean by, like, the unconscious part of it, the unconscious mind. They're in there. And that's the unconscious mind rules the body, rules a lot of things within your physical world, within your world itself. And ancestral memories is your DNA. So you come here equipped knowing that the angels are here. It's with inside your DNA already. And when you communicate with them, you're tapping into the unlimited reservoir of the universe, of energy, of creation, of divine presence, which is a beautiful thing for all of us, is to tap into that. And another question, Liliana, I would love a message from my angels. There's two things they're telling me about you. You have to do something new. It's like you've been putting something off, like get that finished. But also you have to do something new with your life. And I'm not sure what that means, but they said stop putting things off, get it finished and do something new with your life. Like, and I asked, is that a job? And it's almost like, there's stagnation in your life. Are they sensing stagnation? Maybe that's do something new in your life, that message. I hope that helped you there. And since, you know, these ancestral memories, you could say within our DNA, that they're there, that they're always going to be there. And when you, like, let me repeat that. When you communicate with an angel, you're tapping into the unlimited reservoirs of the universal energy because they are a representative of that unlimited reservoir of universal energy. And tap into it. Feel the experience. And because they can do that, and when they come to you on a one-to-one basis, this is a very deep personal experience. Because they're creating an individual experience each time they communicate with you. It's always going to be different. You might ask the same question 10 times. You might get 10 different answers because that's what they want. They want to do that for you. In other words, if they sense confusion, they're going to give you 10 different answers. So you can say, why is this so confusing? They want you to learn. They want you to be more aware of who you are. And so here you are having this great individual experience with an angel from the angelic realm. You know, you're connecting into this angelic cosmic force. And of course, when you connect to the angelic cosmic force, you connect with the angels. So do you ask the angels or do you go right to the cosmic force, the cosmic energy? Either way, it can get you there. In other words, you ask for their assistance, they come. If you look at, like, let's say you have this great view of the stars at night and you start connecting with the cosmic forces of the universe, that includes divine presence, inertia, gravity, et cetera, et cetera. When you start doing that, you're actually communicating with angels in a very, you could say, subtle way here. And it's also about you allowing different aspects of your mind and consciousness to be open so that they can guide you. Because if you ask for the guidance, they will guide you. If you're troubled by news, then, you know, be troubled. But how long do you want to be troubled? Would you rather resolve it internally, not making it so personal that you walk around with this heavy burden? Or would you prefer to walk around with the heavy burden and be depressed, down, not happy? And it's also about so that they're here so you can accomplish something old or create something new. Relative to your own personal beliefs and your own personal self here. You are, and you know, what's interesting is, since as you open your conscious state to bring in this angelic energy, you're literally releasing these energies into the material world as you work with these angels. So, you know, bring in positive things. Bring in, like, if you want to be healed, well, guess what you're doing? You're sending healing energy out to the world as you heal. Because when they heal you, they send it out. And maybe you're sensitive to pick up on that. maybe your neighbor next door to you, and they, he or she might go, oh, that was easy. I feel much better. And I'm not sure why. Well, guess what? You might have had done a healing for your neighbor and not even realize it. They're also here for you to accomplish your visions, your dreams, and your revelations, your own revelations. What do you get from, you know, like daily, those epiphanies, those aha moments, those great moments that allow you to be the great individual you came here to be, the great person that you were born to be, the great person you are here to change the world, to make a difference. You could say when you make a difference in your part of the world, you make a difference in all the world, particularly when you're dealing with this angelic energy. So you ask for a healing, and guess what? That healing energy is sent out around the planet. And so we're talking about, you know, dealing with the physical universe and the energies of the cosmos. We're talking about planets, galaxies, all these wonderful things that we see in the night sky. The moon, that celestial body that goes around our beautiful planet. Well, it's time to think about it differently. I mean, there are physical objects and they're subject to the physical laws of the universe, but think about them differently and see if that changes your concept of angels, if that changes your concept of the cosmos, of your creation itself. It's quite interesting. When I talk to certain clients, certain angels will show up. And I've often wondered about that, why certain angels appear to certain people. And one day I asked that question, this was years ago, and I said, why are you here for him or her and someone else isn't? And then the answer I got was, get this, was because they relate to me. They relate to who I am, the name. So that's why they appear to you. And Rachel here says, is there a time that I would love an angel message? Also a reading, a sense of character, angel giving you the message. Okay, got you. Well, there's two angels around you right now, and one is Raphael, and one is not giving me a name, but one thing, what I've noticed about Raphael there is, Raphael can appear as a man or a woman. I find that quite, fascinating myself, but he's appearing as a male, you could say male energy right now. He's not appearing to me, but you could say the sense is male energy. And what he's saying to you is, it's time for you to move, to move. It's time for you to move. It's time for you to go. It's time for you to enjoy more of what you have. Wow. I hope that was good for you, Rachel. But just know this, these two angels around you, they're around you quite often. They're not always there, but they're around you. And the personality she asked about, their characters or personalities or whatever, the personality is with Raphael is strong, but there's a soft tone to it. Where some angels are, they all have a strong presence, but their tones are different. With Raphael, there's a soft tone, a sense of caring, a sense of knowing, and a sense of loving. So just, well, I suppose that's why Raphael is around you, Rachel. What a beautiful thing for you. I hope that was good for you. And Mariquis, Jim, would you tell me which angels are working with me, please? Well, guess what? The same angel that's working with Rachel here, Raphael. You could say his presence is with you and her simultaneously. Like I said, they have abilities far beyond us. And because of that, they can appear in a million different places or how many places they'd like to appear. And there's only one around you. So just know that right now. And it's also, getting back to the subject is, as you're releasing, as you ask for their assistance and as you release, you could say the things that really bother you so you can be accomplished, so that you can be successful, so that you can have whatever you want. And there's no sin. Let's use that word. There's no sin of, if it's a positive thing that you want, it's a good thing for you. Now you could say, is that a sin if it's negative? No, that's a moral judgment there. So just know that. Now, if you're going into the negative realm of asking for favors from angels, most of them won't even come near you. Just know that. So it's always nice to have a positive feelings, positive emotions, if you can. But let's say you're depressed and you want a healing. Well, it's time to ask them, say, help me, angels, heal my mind, heal my depression, heal my sorrow, or whatever it is that you want to heal. And here we are. When you create this connection, you're accomplishing these visions, these wonderful ideas that you have to put out into the world. Wonderful things. Let them be a part of who you are. And Ivy asked for an angel message, please. Yes. There's two feminine angels around you. They're not giving you names, not giving me names, but they're very feminine, very soft energy, very caring energy. And they're saying, you know, Ivy, you are love. You are here to share that love to the world. You are here to heal the world with your love. Oh, what a nice thing to say. I hope that was helpful for you, Ivy. And, you know, and if they're saying that, Ivy, they really mean it. They're not going to BS you. They're only going to ask, they're only going to tell you the truth or what they think you should know at that time. And obviously it's about that appreciation, that love and you healing. And you, yeah, they're also saying that you are a healer to this planet. That's why you are here in this present life. So, please take this, what we told you, and now you know what to do with it. Now you know that you can heal this world. You can heal this planet. Well, there you go, Ivy. Oh, nice. That was very nice. Thank you, Ivy. What a nice message. What a beautiful message there. Accessing angels. It's pretty simple. All you have to do is ask for their presence. It's not complicated. Don't make it complicated. Keep it simple. This life is meant to be simple, not complicated. We tend to make it more complicated than it should be. And the angels, if you tend to make it complicated for them, they might resist being around you too. So just know that. But at the same time, if you make it complicated for them, they might show up with a vengeance. And I say with a vengeance is they might give you a rash of BS because you're too serious. You're too this. Your nature needs to be lighter. You need to enlighten yourself. Whatever they think you should know, like I said, it's always not like Ivy's message. It's always not this, you are here to heal the world. And Ivy, congratulations. That's a beautiful aspect of yourself. Very impressive there. So if you're thinking about what you'd like to change in the world, such as Ivy, she's here to heal the world. Well, start thinking about changes you'd like to see in the world and send that out because, you know, since there, you could say you're here as those two feminine angels who are talking to you and telling you that you're here as a healer, be a healer. And I just asked them, is this like in a group context or an individual? And they're saying in a group, like you could literally, wow, this is very impressive. You could literally heal the world just in a single thought. Nice going, Ivy. Nice going. Wow. Thank you for that question. What a beautiful answer. So when you're tapping into these energies, this angelic energy, there's no limit to its power and there's no limit to its potential. That means when they're around you, their presence is around you, that unlimited nature of them is a part of who you are and that unlimited potential is a part of who you are. And Amy there says, may I have a reading, please? Anything about my son, will daycare, something about daycare and a good time to start him. You know, I'm just going to, this is not angelic. This is me, Amy, but as far as like with your son in daycare, the sooner the better. It's good that he gets out and be social. It's important. Like, he came here to be social. You could say in this lifetime, it's important to be social. It's important for him to get out there and start learning the world and being a part of the world. And one thing about your son, Amy, he's one of those, you could say, I would consider him a rainbow child, a golden child. Take care of him. Those children tend to be sickly in their early ages. In other words, most of the time they make it through that sick period, but sometimes they don't. So Amy, just take care of him, but he's there to be social. You could say the sooner the better for him. And that would be a really good thing for him. And one thing, Angel Michael has a message for you here. He says your son is here, to help you. Just know that your son is here to help you. That's all he has to say. Okay. Hopefully that was good for you, Amy. That's a nice message about your son. Very nice. That was really good. So here you are, transforming the world. When you tap into that angelic energy, you start transforming your world. And then when your world is transforming, you start talking to people, and you could say the heaviness is gone. The sadness, the dread is gone. The whatever is gone. It really doesn't matter. Let it go. Cause they're there to free you of yourself. Free all ourselves of ourselves. Because when we let it go, we're allowing transformation, transcendence, change to occur, and we're doing it through the angels. And they want you to change. They want you to evolve. They want you to be better than when you came into the world. They want you to be better today than yesterday. And this transforming energy, when you call it in, it's all around you. It's inside of you. It's around you. It surrounds you. It goes into other existences and dimensions also. Just know that. And this tapping into the unlimited nature of this angelic realm gives you the ability to tap into your unlimited nature. In other words, have no excuses for why you didn't succeed at this. The only reason why you didn't, because you didn't want to. Well, maybe the next time you do, you ask for angelic presence to come in and that the angelic will to be a part of your will, and then you are successful. You succeed. So there's many ways that you can succeed in this world, and this is one of the many ways, tapping into this angelic realm. And so here you are, you're asking him to release this power. You ask an angel to help release this power from me, or release this from me. And because they are here to help and release and to give you more of a balance, you at this time, when they are around you and you sense their presence, you are linked into the universal mind. You are linked into divine creation itself. Which is a cool idea. I mean, we're always linked into divine creation, but when the angels come in, their presence, you are really linked in. There's no excuse. You are there. You are there immediately. As soon as you ask for guidance, confusion, to get rid of confusion or whatever you're asking them for, they're going to help you. And their presence can be felt in many ways. They establish strong, you could say a strong sense of connection. You might find feathers floating there. You might fragrance of flowers. You might look at a license plate in front of you or in a traffic jam or a billboard, and there's a message there. So they can communicate in many ways. You might hear bells, chimes. You might see signs that appear, like just out of the blue, something just appears. And, you know, just look for these signs. Look for their presence. But my show is ending, and I could talk about this for another hour, but I won't. I can. And the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. It's a cooking show, but it's more than a cooking show. When I say more than a cooking show, food is communion with your family, with your friends. So when you do eat, think about, you could say, the sacredness of eating. Think about the angelic presence when you sit down and eat a wonderful meal to feed your soul, to feed your mind, to feed your body. But what I'd like to say is, I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening to my show, Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. And I want to thank my producer, Ade. Thank you for the wonderful job. And remember, there's only two things in the world that really matter, despite what's going on around you or internally too at times, peace and love. And please relate to that, because the more of us that relates to that, those feelings of peace and love, the more it's spread out into this beautiful planet of ours. But until next week, have a great week and peace and love to all. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Hello there. This is Katie from The Katie Weaver Show here on 12radio.com. Come on in. We've been waiting for you.
Viviendo solo.